Hey there guys, welcome to the On Rant. It's a new special brought to you by the guys at On Pause. That's onpause.org. You can check it out for gaming news. And my name is Bradley Wendt, and I'm going to be basically doing a short session on, I guess, ranting about gaming, you know. I don't know if it's because I'm angry or something like that, but every day you read news on gaming and it just really pisses me off to see some of the things that take place in the gaming world. Maybe because of the Xbox, the droids, or the developers themselves, or intermediaries, or whoever the case is. It's really annoying sometimes. Anyway, gaming shouldn't be about all this technical mumbo jumbo, complicated, blah 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 blah. So, you know, it's always good to get a steam off. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about a few things, both technological and gaming. You know, maybe I'm just going to give you a little bit of news and we can discuss it, whatever the case is. Tell me what you think. Anyway, so the first bit of news is that Activision is apparently, well, I don't want to say if it's suing or filing an injunction or something against the heads at Infinity Ward, but some big thing took place today where, you know, bouncers came into the office and they basically were saying that they can discuss what the situation was. And when you check, when you reference it to the president and game director of Infinity Ward, you see on his Facebook he's saying that he's no longer employed, and you know, and another head is also in a bit of trouble. What's his name? Tim Schafer. Now, no one knows what's going on. Okay, it's just a big, as I'm seeing, it's a scandal, whatever the case is. So we don't know exactly what happened. If it's, I'm hearing it's human resources cases, but I'm not too sure. So, you know, Modern Warfare, I mean, well, the whole Call of Duty line is really fringing on this now, considering what happened with Modern Warfare 2, because, I mean, I personally don't have a problem with it. I love Modern Warfare 2, maybe because I'm a casual gamer, but a lot of people have complained that because of the introduction of a few new items, it's really pissing them off, like, say, heartbeat sensors. It basically gives away the game. You just walk around, you look for your guys, and you shoot them. Well, that makes it way too easy. So, even when I play, I feel a bit insecure when I'm just walking around with a pistol or whatever the case is. But, you know, I still do it. Walk around with non-heartbeat sensor weapons, whether it be assault rifle, whatever the case is. But, you know, it's a stupid idea. Stupid idea, honestly. Anyway. So, with that in mind, and other issues affecting Modern Warfare 2, such as glitching and other crap problems, this is really a big blow to the whole franchise. So, I don't know what's going to take place. We're going to have to see later in the week, considering this was recorded on Tuesday the 2nd. You know, that's when it happened today. If you were reading the G4 TV blog post about it, you've seen that there's a lot of activity. I'm going to read it out in reverse order from what took place. Well, actually, I'll read it first from what took place in the morning to what happened as up to 12 a.m. Okay. First story was something happened at Infinity Ward right now. A source close to the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 developer just informed me that a bunch of bouncer types just showed up outside Infinity Ward offices unannounced. When approached by the non-informed bouncers were unwilling to disclose why they were there. "Everyone is on edge," said my source. Infinity Ward studio head Vince Zappala and Jason West reportedly met with Activision this morning and have not been seen by Infinity Ward staff members since. My source did not delve into specificities, but described the relationship between IW and Activision as tense. So something obviously is going on between Vince, Jason, and Activision head. Mood around Infinity Ward office is currently described as freaked out and confused. We just make games, my source said. I've contacted Activision with my comment. And what's going on in the situation, so stay tuned. And that's from G4, you know. Then they updated us at 10 or 7 p.m. This obviously happened on the 1st of March, I think. On Facebook, Jason West posts that he is drinking and he's also unemployed. So something obviously took place between then and now. And also the LinkedIn profile shows that he is now... If you can, obviously, if you know how LinkedIn works, you can either say it's from X period to now, to present, just like Facebook. But when you put a date at the end, which he did as March 2010, obviously signifies that he is unemployed or doesn't work with them again. At 11:20 p.m., it turns out Activision may have showed a hand in MAD earlier today. In an SEC filing made this morning, Activision cited a human resources investigation into breach of contract and insubordination by two senior employees at Infinity Ward, obviously being Jason and Vince. The matter is expected to involve the body of key personnel and litigation. Read the filing. At present, the company does not expect this matter to have a material impact on the company. What else is there to say? At 12 a.m., basically, Double Fine's Tim Schafer, who has his own troubles with Activision over the release of Brutal Legend, recently commented on Twitter about what's happening between Infinity Ward and Activision. Getting mad at Activision for this kind of thing is really getting mad at... Okay. So, it looks like it's an HR problem, but who knows what the situation is. Okay. Enough about that. Alright. Okay, so if you're a hardcore game news addict, as some people are, I'm not seeing myself, I'm just there. Anyway, you would realize that, you know, there's obviously tension and comparisons between games on the PS3 and the Xbox 360. So, like, you might have Gran Turismo versus Forza Kill, and then we're talking today about Killzone 2 versus Halo Reach, or comparing Polygon articles. So, let's basically give you a scenario of what's going on. Now, in some Blogspot guy posted a story saying that, okay, I think a couple days ago, there was an article saying that Killzone 2 has 72% more polygon ratio than the Halo Reach characters, whatever cases. Now, the site that wrote that article called Split Screen, some newbie site, whatever the case is, wrote it, so I don't know how they got the information, but it seems that this may be very well incorrect. Let me give you a little, let me just read the story from the site that seems to know information about it. Split Screen jumped the gun earlier, saying Killzone 2 has 72% more head polygon count than Halo Reach. Surprising information indeed, even if it's unfair to compare a complete game to another game in development. Even more striking is the fact that they tried to compare a random NPC solar model that it's barely seen in Halo Reach to the main character from Killzone 2. We can't confirm or deny this information, but we can at least tell you that neither can the guys at splitscreen.com. So that's splitscreen.com. Why? Because we found out that the NPC Reach models they use for the article have absolutely nothing to do with Halo Reach. Oh snap, that's right. So Split Screen basically got called out on their crap. And continue reading, the Solia models aren't Reach game assets at all. They are models created as part of a submission portfolio test when the artist was seeking a contract employment with Bungie. In other words, they use a head model from a game that doesn't even exist and compared with Killzone 2. And Halo, even the Bungie guys also confirmed the article saying on March 1st, read concepts. Reach concept art surfaces. Sips pointed out some concept art by Gary Huang showing off in-game model for a human soldier. Awesome work. Apparently, these came to light yesterday when split-screen used them as evidence that Reach can't even match Killzone 1's head part counts, much less Killzone 2. There's a lot of reason why the argument is silly, but bringing the artwork to light is enough to turn it for. And also in an update, it's fine to, in a fine turn of events, Sketch Factor pointed out a Garry's model to earn Reach game assets. Quoting, these are models created as part of submission portfolio slash test when artists were seeking employment at Bungie and Coach. Now, obviously, split screen, you did crap. Now, I realize that, you know, gaming sites these days have to basically fight with whatever news you got. The big sites like Kotaku, Joystick, Inform, or whatever the case is, they have heads up on games, they get review games, they get news. So those guys cover the big stuff. But the problem is, what do you do as a small gamer, a small game webmaster who has little resources that you might be operating from different parts of the world, you wouldn't be in the gaming sector itself. And it may result to you having to do extraordinary things like finding new screenshots, you know, posting about leaked stories, scans, stuff like that. Now, I've noticed that a lot of sites have been making up crap. I mean, if you want to establish a site, don't make this crap up, man. Don't be making up fake stories, making poor comparisons. You know, people are gonna find out. You know, sooner or later you're gonna get caught. Now, with this article in mind, split screen has basically lost a reputation because they chose to write a rubbish article trying to count down Halo Reach. Now, I don't know if these guys are PlayStation fanatics, you know, I really couldn't give a damn, you know, but it really shows how professional they are. You know, they're really rubbish in my opinion. So split screen, you lost your reputation there for saying crap, making a poor comparison, trying to hit down on Halo. I mean, I'm not a Halo fan, okay, just get that. But, you know, it's obviously a bad comparison. You got shit in face. Next story. Apple, well, this is the technology side. Apple sues HTC for iPhone patent infringement. I mean, okay, let me give you a story. This was found on Zhihorn. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce that name, whatever. So Apple sues HTC for iPhone patent infringement. Apple Inc. on Tuesday accused HTC Corporation of violating 20 patents related to the iPhone in a lawsuit filed against the maker of smartphones using Google Inc.'s Android application operating system, which had become quite popular and become a threat to the iPhone. The lawsuit was filed concurrently with the U.S. International ITC Commission and the U.S. District Court in Delaware, where everything basically happens. In the lawsuit, Apple accused HTC of infringing on 20 of its patents related to the iPhone user's interface, underlying architecture and hardware. And in the code, she's saying, "We can sit by and watch competitors steal our patented inventions, or we can do something about it. We've decided to do something about it," Steve Jobs, Apple's CEO, said in a statement. He said again, "We think competition is healthy, but competitors should create their own original technology, not steal ours." I mean, wow, Apple, I mean, wow. Are you guys serious? You guys decide to take a stab at HTC, a big leading phone maker. But if you head over to China or any Asian country, as a matter of fact, you will realize that these, you know, you come up about a lot of no-name phone makers, and you realize that they basically rip off technology seen in the States or Europe, whatever the case is, and they sell it and they get away with it, and it doesn't apply to phones alone. You know, you see cars that look exactly like other cars you see in the States and Europe and Japan, and then They just get away with renaming it, making one chain, bam, they got a new product, and you can't, well, you can sue them, you can't sue them. I don't know much about technicalities about that, but why the hell are you suing HTC? I mean, why don't you go after all those tiny phone makers who basically making an exact replica of the iPhone and selling it in China? China's a big market, Japan's a big market, Taiwan's big, whatever the case is, right? It's stupid. I mean, I don't know the technicalities of the situation at the moment because of, I mean, I don't know, I've used an HTC, yes, but I don't know what the car, I don't know which phones they're talking about, you know, so, in my opinion, it's kind of lame because basically everybody at some point is going to copy somebody, so why can't Apple just make something new? I mean, these guys are supposed to be supposed innovators. Why can't they just make a new phone with something cool, you know? Apple, the iPhone, I'm not saying the iPhone is old, it's still pretty cool, but, you know, come up with something new. You know, don't go playing Lego, this and that. Come on, better than that. And well, I guess on a final note, I'm wondering if I should rant more, but I can make this stay. Final issue is N4G, News for Gamers. It's a site where you get news because you submit news. Well, people can submit news, and news hits the front page, and bam, you got news from all over the web. Whether it be crap sites or good sites, mostly crap sites if you ask me. However, they do the job, they get the news across, you know, that's cool. They're like Twitter, I guess. Now, N4G, they're a bunch of dicks, bunch of fools. I mean, if you look at the pending section though, there are over two, let me see the current figure, there are over 294 articles in pending, and that's been going on for some time. Now, if you were back in the days, you may know that there used to be zero articles in pending, most might be 12 in the late night when no one was awake approving. Now it's going to 200, it's sometimes going to 350, 400, it's ridiculous. That's basically the point. Now, I don't give a crap, honestly, if it's 1 billion, trillion, but it kind of is killing the whole train of bringing news to the front. So you might find out you have good articles making it there, but maybe days too late. No, that's not good. You know, that's why I go and dig now and look for my news. But N4G is basically, the admins at N4G are dicks. Basically, you know, they're hearing complaints, but they got their head in their ass, man. It's stupid. You know, you look at their site, your stories are run on how many comments, so if I wanted to publicize something, I can just make up a bullcrap article. I can say the PS5 is coming out and it's going to hit the top of N4G. You know, that's how stupid it is, because people on the one hand are proving crap. You know, I recently saw an article about you can buy a PC at X and X and store, whatever store, the name of the store. No, that's not news. Who the hell gives a care about news? I mean, a store. So I don't know what to say. I really don't care. They aren't enforcing their laws, and then they're just sitting there idly by doing nothing. And they're supposed to be cleaning up their pending section, because I think what's going on is that there's no motivation to approve stories, you know. So, you know, get rid of the crap. People are submitting stories like crazy because they're trying to get to the top of the list for months to earn money, blah 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 blah, while no one who manages the approvals gets anything. And it's, I don't know what to tell you. It's a stupid system. It really needs to be fixed soon. And I don't know if N4Gs are hearing that. And I think it's a case with all sites, I won't say big sites, but a lot of corporations in general, that the users complain. You know, you can really compare to gaming. The users complain, the developers don't listen. The users of the site complain, the administrators don't listen. You know, they implement a bunch of crap. Like recently, last year, they implemented filtering news. Must admit, it's pretty cool, but some good stories have gone down. I don't give a crap anymore. I don't use N4G to market any site at all, so it's not my problem. So that's it for the rant. You know, nothing special this week. Hopefully, we can get you some more hot stories to talk about. You know, this is just a pirate reel in a sense. So tell us what you think. If you like it, you know, give a heads up. Definitely gonna do it next week for you. And if you don't like it, that's your problem. Anyway, hope you guys have a good week. Hope you guys have good gaming. I'm gonna go back to my Modern Warfare 2 now. And I don't care if people hate it. I love it. It's a pretty good game. So, see you next week.